Welcome to the weekly podcast from the Church of England. The Church Commissioners have announced a return of over 14% on investments in 2014, with the fund standing at £6.7 billion at the end of last year. The charitable expenditure of the Commissioners last year was almost £215 million, accounting for 16% of the Church's overall mission and ministry costs. In this week's podcast, we'll find out about one project in the Diocese of Ely that was set up with a grant from the Church Commissioners. It uses art as a way of getting the community involved with the Church. As well as the project in Wisbeach, other grants went towards clubs and drop-ins, to youth work and food bank hubs. I spoke to Andrew Brown, the Secretary of the Church Commissioners, and started by asking him where the money is invested.
The money is invested in a range of different asset classes. £6.7 billion is a lot of money. We need to make sure that we're not taking undue risk. So we spread that risk by investing in a range of different asset classes. UK equities, overseas equities, some private equity, some real estate, that's commercial property, residential property, rural property. We've now recently been invested in timberland, and we have some investment in credit strategies, some hedge funds, and another range of different types of securities investments to spread the risk and at the same time look to drive up the returns we need to support the church's work.
What work is supported by the funds?
Well, last year we made available £214 million into the Church of England, of which just over £110 million was to help pay clergy pensions. That's for the service up until the end of 1997. The rest of the money went to support the work of bishops, cathedrals, poorer parishes in some poorer parts of this country, and also parishes throughout the country with specific mission opportunities and mission initiatives, helping to help the church to grow its influence and the way in which it can serve all the communities across the country. So that could be helping investing in mums and tots groups, it could be helping fund youth and community workers, additional clergy, so a whole raft of things. We're driven very much by what the church is doing at and through the ground level. We work with dioceses, we work with other parts of the central church, the Archbishop's Council, to ensure the money's going to the best possible places.
Presumably, though, the Church of England is very wide-ranging, so those projects must vary enormously.
Hugely, and it's not right, it's not appropriate, and we're not properly skilled to be able to decide where all the different priorities are in different parts of the country. That's why we work with the Archbishop's Council and to the dioceses, because they know exactly where their priorities are, and so we distribute the funds through and to them.
So how do they decide who to give it to?
Well, they know what's going on their part in the diocese far more than we do. So they have their own mission action plans for each diocese, and each parish has a mission action plan which is fed into the diocese, which helps them drive and discern what under God those priorities are.
How does the money relate to what gets put in the collection plate each week?
Well, the £210 million that the Church Commissioners made available in 2014 represents but 15% of the cost of running the church. So it's a lot of money on one hand, and yet it's only a smaller contribution to the whole. The rest of the money is made up from people who, as you say, sit in the pews Sunday by Sunday and give very generously. Some parishes, some dioceses have other investments. But the money which the Church Commissioners manage are the historic assets of the Church of England, and it's a central pot to help fund different missions, different opportunities in a cross-section way.
That must be a really lovely part of your job, that you get to see the projects that you're helping.
Oh, it's hugely rewarding because it's real. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ making a difference, and it's a real privilege to enable those who are at the sharp end helping them do the work. It's terrific.
What are your priorities for the next few years?
Well, we want to continue to deliver strong returns, because without the money, then obviously the church won't be as active. So the first priority is to ensure that that money is continuing to be invested, continuing to be made in a sustainable and an ethical way. An ethical policy is really important to us. Secondly, we want to play our part with regard to the current reform and renewal agenda that the church is working through, to help contribute as we currently do to existing activities, plus to enable the church to grow and to develop in lots of different ways.
Andrew Brown, the Secretary to the Church Commissioners. As I mentioned, one of the projects that the Church Commissioners have funded is Sensing Salvation in Wisbeach. It's run by Father Paul West of St Peter's in the town, who explains more about the area they're in.
It's a place of great poverty and need. And so we have the gift here of St Peter's Parish Lodge. And it was the house of the assistant curate, but we decided to turn it into an international centre for artists in residence. So we'd been doing some of these projects, and we applied to the Church Commissioners for the Developing Church Growth in Deprived Areas Fund. We have a week-long artist in residency every month, and what we do is we start the week by having the theologian, visiting theologian, or myself, welcome the children into the lodge. We have some sort of warm-up exercises, and then I talk about the theme of the week, and I invite questions, and so we think a little bit deeper about that, and then we pray. We begin everything with prayer. So then I introduce the artist in resident this week. It's Pat, who is doing giant processional puppets. And so she spends a week with the two schools, first school in the morning, the second school in the afternoon. And everything culminates on a Friday when we invite the school community, families, the parish community to all come together for a celebration of the children's work.
Pat Howe is one of the artists specialising in producing giant processional puppets with the children. She explains what she enjoys about the project.
It's brilliant actually here, because normally I have to go into a school for about 2 hours and then have to clear up and then take everything away and then bring it back again. Where here, you've got the luxury of being able to leave it and then come back to it. Things are not in a hurry, where they take time and they're not rushed. And there's a fact that they can leave their work out and not have to. And then they come back the next day and do a little bit more to it. So it's more like an ongoing project for the whole week, and then they see the end product. I think it's something out of the curriculum. I think it's something that they can enjoy, and it's something that's slightly different. But obviously they're learning about different cultures and learning to work with different people and working as a team with children that they probably wouldn't normally work with. And certainly this project, I mean, it's great because it's got a purpose. You know, all the saints mean something, and they're learning about that as well. I love working with the kids, I like them with the adults. So, yeah, and I think it's nice for them to... Well, it's nice for me to see, you know, how they actually sort of progress each day, because when they first come, they wouldn't know what below was, they wouldn't know how to use tape, and the wire cutters and that sort of thing. So they learn safety. And yeah, it's really nice to see how they grow for the end of the week. And then the more arguing who's going to push it.
Father Paul explains what the grant has meant to them.
The Church Commissioners grant has been tremendous for us here in Wisbeach, because it's enabled us to look ahead, to plan, to be able to make our visions, our ideas come alive. Not just local artists, but national, regional, international people have been able to participate in this. And so we're bringing the world to this part of England. There is a buzz happening here in the heart of this town that so many people have written of. And I hope and pray that we can continue in this good work of saying to young people who live in poor neighbourhoods that they have so much to say, that they have a voice, and that faith and the arts are a powerful admixture in their lives.
And you can read a blog written by Father Paul and see a film about the Wisbeach project by going to the front page of the Church of England's website.